Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in the public media spectrum across the region bringing you the latest news. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It's Wednesday, the 12th of August, 2026. Wildfire smoke continues to pour across Montana, the West, and the rest of the U.S., fed by fires that continue to stress the firefighting capabilities of the nation. Monday, 142 new fires were reported nationwide by the National Interagency Fire Center, the country's support center for wildland firefighting, including 12 new large fires. The Northwest remains the nation's most active fire area, with 45 uncontained large fires, many exhibiting active or extreme fire behavior, with evacuations and closures in effect, and homes, communities, and critical infrastructure threatened. 240 soldiers from Joint Base Lewis-McChord, based in Washington State, are being deployed in support of firefighting operations at the Modret Fire in the northeast part of that state. Montana National Guard personnel and Chinook CH-47 helicopter were scheduled to depart for Washington early Tuesday, joining some two dozen other states in sending resources for firefighting support. So far this year, firefighters have responded to more than 46,000 wildfires nationwide that have burned nearly 6.5 million acres. That's 126% to 156% of the 10-year average. Three separate fires burning in western Montana have resulted in evacuation orders. The Moose Fire has chewed through more than 5,000 acres in Granite County, where a Level 3 Go evacuation order was put in place for the Frog Pond community earlier this week. A set evacuation status was in place for a number of nearby areas. In Beaverhead County, the Bobcat Lakes Fire has burned more than 8,000 acres. Elkhorn Hot Springs and Maverick Mountain are under a Level 3 Go evacuation orders. To the south, the Sand Creek Fire has burned nearly 20,000 acres, leading to Level 3 Go evacuation orders in a number of nearby communities. A Yellowstone County judge has ruled data center opponents cannot continue to collect signatures for a proposed November ballot measure, which would require public approval for such facilities. This follows an earlier ruling that found the deadline for collecting signatures had already passed under a recently enacted state law. In a statement obtained by Yellowstone Public Radio, organizers with Yellowstone County Voices say they are disappointed, pointing to the time spent collecting signatures to this point, while criticizing what they describe as an obscure new law. They go on to say the effort brought awareness to the issue, and their efforts have only begun. Billings Police Department can begin disposal of narcotics thanks to an agreement Billings City Council approved Monday night. YPR's Kay Erickson reports.
Monday night, the Billings City Council unanimously approved a memorandum of understanding with Montana Highway Patrol to use MHP's incinerator for drug disposal. The city-owned incinerator has been unavailable since September 2025, when a burning malfunction during the destruction of illegal drugs flooded the animal control facility with smoke, sickening staff and animals. Since that time, BPD has had to store narcotics that have been released by the courts for destruction since they lacked an incinerator. Council member Scott Aspenlighter commented that he was glad the agreement is finally done and called it an important first step.
It's one that was started in September, so I'm frankly disappointed that it's taken us 11 months to get there. Shouldn't have taken that long, but here we are. It's a good step in the right direction. Appreciate the cooperation from the Department of Justice and the Attorney General on this.
There is an initial startup fee for the use of the incinerator and a per-pound cost of material incinerated. In Billings, I'm Kay Erickson.
7 in 10 Americans say they support unions, and worker interest in joining them is at historic highs. But just 1 in 10 are currently members. Eric Galatas with Wyoming News Service has more.
Most of the 50 million people in Wyoming and across the nation who say they want a union contract can't get one due to federal and state labor laws, according to a new Economic Policy Institute report. Co-author Heidi Shearholtz with the Economic Policy Institute says tripling the number of union members would bring widespread benefits, including boosting public schools, expanding access to health care, and increasing wages to help families pay for the rising cost of just about everything.
Almost every conversation about affordability focuses entirely on prices, as if the only way to make life more affordable is to make things cheaper. But affordability depends on both prices and pay.
For decades, corporations have warned Americans about the potential costs of joining a union, including dues workers have to pay and the risk of losing jobs if companies can't stay competitive. Amazon, Starbucks, and others invest millions in union avoidance strategies and make the case to their workers that companies are best positioned to take care of their own. I'm Eric Galatas.
Yellowstone National Park drew nearly 1 million visitors last month. However, the National Park Service says that number still represents a 2% decrease from the total seen in July of last year. So far this year, more than 2.6 million people have visited Yellowstone. That's a 1% decrease when compared to the same time frame a year ago, but still relatively close to the park's record-setting 2021 pace. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is seeking applicants for the Region 5 Citizen Advisory Collective in South Central Montana. The CAC meets several times a year, serves an advisory role, helping FWP stay responsive and manage resources effectively within legal boundaries. Citizen advisors help identify emerging issues and potential conflicts, and they act as FWP ambassadors to various interest groups and geographic communities. FWP is seeking applicants representing a variety of outdoor interests from communities across South Central Montana within Region 5. FWP welcomes applications from anyone with an interest in natural resource issues and outdoor recreation. Applicants must live in FWP Region 5. Applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September 14th. Applications are available at the Montana FWP website. The number of sage-grouse lek in Wyoming has declined sharply over the last year. However, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department says the 13% decrease is the result of natural population cycles combined with habitat conditions. They say the state's sage-grouse population cycles every 7 to 9 years, potentially influenced by weather and climate. Officials say they were expecting to see a decrease this year, a trend that could continue for another couple of years. The department also says extreme drought, wildfires, and poor habitat quality could be contributing factors. The Forget-Me-Not Music and Art Festival takes place this weekend. The popular and stunning landscape surrounding Cook City and Silvergate, Montana, is the setting for the 4th annual Forget-Me-Not Music and Art Festival. The organizers encourage locals and visitors alike to pause and celebrate the region's music and art, and the emphasis is community. Paige Hood is the festival's co-chair.
Bringing people from out of town, but also making sure we're satiating that community involvement and connection.
Hood has noticed that in the 4 years of its life, the festival has generated a certain community pride.
People are so proud of it, I think, to other communities. Like, we're doing this. We're making that happen. And that makes me feel really good when I see them beaming and kind of bragging about it to other people about how great it is. So,
in addition to live music Friday and Saturday, Forget Me Not features an arts fair.
We have some great people making like jewelry, like shadow boxes, painters, photographers, 3D printing of the mountains, a plaque.
A variety of regional food vendors will also be on hand. The Forget-Me-Not Music and Art Festival takes place Friday and Saturday in Cook City and Silvergate, Montana. That's The Worm for this Wednesday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.